You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The center's direct tax collections, net of refunds, grew a robust 19.55% year-on-year till January 10th. The government seems on track to exceed its conservative full-year target by a wide margin of over Rs. 2 trillion. Data released by the Finance Ministry on Wednesday revealed that direct tax collections were Rs. 12.31 trillion by January 10th, amounting to 86.68% of the budget estimates for the whole year. The provisional figures of direct tax collections up to January 10th continue to register steady growth, the ministry said in a statement. The pace of growth has, however, slowed marginally from a near 26% growth for the period up to November 10th. Collections up to December 17, 2022 were up 19.81% year-on-year. Pre-refunds collections till January 10th shot up by 24.58% year-on-year to Rs. 14.71 trillion. The government has set a gross direct tax collection target of Rs. 14.2 trillion for the fiscal. In some market news, the Securities and Exchange Board of India has allowed non-promoter shareholders to offload their stake via the offer for sale route. At present, only the promoters or promoter group entities are allowed to sell stake through OFS. SEBI, in its new guidelines for the OFS mechanism on Tuesday, said, quote, "The OFS mechanism shall also be available to companies with market capitalization of Rs. 1,000 crore and above. Any promoter or promoter group entity or non-promoter shareholder of such companies may offer shares through this mechanism," unquote. The minimum size of the offer will be Rs. 25 crore, except for promoters or promoter group entities wanting to achieve minimum public shareholding in a single tranche. This will enable large non-promoter shareholders to sell larger blocks of shares at a better price. Meanwhile, the net financial savings of households is estimated to have fallen to a three-decade low of about 4% of the gross domestic product in the first half of this fiscal, down from 7.3% in FY22. This suggests that the savings were used for consumption, which has held up fairly well. Household net financial savings are estimated to have been around Rs. 5.2 trillion in H1 FY23, compared with 17.2 trillion in FY22. While the trend could reverse if savings don't pick up meaningfully in the coming quarters, both consumption and investments could be impacted. The estimate by Motilal Oswal Securities suggests the total savings of households would have come off to 15.7% of GDP in H1 FY23, compared with a level of roughly 20% of GDP in the previous 5 years. Moving on, the government is unlikely to set a target to complete any new disinvestment transaction, including sale of any public sector bank, next fiscal, as it will focus on concluding a few deals where the process has already begun. The disinvestment receipts target for FY24 would therefore be not very ambitious and may be fixed at Rs. 50,000 to 60,000 crore. The scaling down of the agenda to raise non-debt capital receipts via this route is in recognition of the fact that FY24 will be the last financial year before the general elections in April-May 2024. The ruling BJP-led National Democratic Alliance reckons that big-ticket deals like sale of PSBs and oil companies could be politically inopportune. In some more economy news, India is witnessing record-breaking FDI inflows. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this week while addressing the investors virtually at the 7th edition of the Invest Madhya Pradesh Global Investors Summit on Wednesday in Indore. Modi added that the optimism for India is driven by strong democracy, young demography and political stability. Not just we the Indians, but every institution and expert in the world seems to be confident about this. The IMF sees India as a bright spot in the global economy. The World Bank says that India is in a better position to deal with global headwinds than many other countries. Modi said this is because of India's strong macroeconomic fundamentals. Lastly, the automobile sector. The much-awaited Auto Expo 2023 kicked off this week with some new product launches, unveils, announcements and concepts. The first day of the expo started with Maruti Suzuki unveiling the EVX electric SUV concept, followed by MG India announcing prices of the updated 2023 Hector SUV. MG India also showcased the EHS and the MG4 electric vehicles, which are global models and will come to India at a later stage. The highlight of the day was the launch of the Hyundai Ioniq 5 EV, priced at Rs. 44.95 lakh ex-showroom. The following days of the expo saw Maruti launching its brand new Jimny 5-door and Baleno-based SUV model Fronx. Bookings for both vehicles are open at Nexa dealerships or online, while the price announcement is expected around April. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.